Today on McDonald's Youth Football in Steelers Country, the Clareton Bears book a trip to Hershey. The best of the best get together in our Youth Football Game of the Week, and a Kiski area senior earned a very special opportunity to join his teammates. Youth Football in Steelers Country starts right now. Hello and welcome to another edition of Youth Football in Steelers Country presented by McDonald's. I'm Missy Matthews. There are just two episodes left in this exciting 2012 season. We have a great show in store for you today. Here's a look at what's ahead. The Western Pennsylvania Youth Football League provides us with a different twist on this week's Youth Football Game of the Week as they staged an all-star game to cap off their inaugural season. And Steelers running back Isaac Redman was an all-star in his own right, both on the gridiron and in another sport. Our Steelers TV cameras went with Isaac to the Garden State for this week's Locker Room Lookback. And in our MVP segment, the Kiski area football team honors one of its most valuable members on senior night. But first, the 2012 Clareton Bears have had a successful season by most measures. They had an unbeaten regular season and won a Whipple championship. But for Clareton, when you consider that the Bears have been unbeaten the previous two full seasons and have been Whipple champs the previous four, well, the bar set a little higher. For the Bears, it's about continuing the nation's longest current win streak and capping it off with a fourth straight state championship. But to do that, they'd have to get through District 9 champ Port Allegheny, and that matchup is our high school game of the week.
Definitely team speed. They're so fast all over the place that that's our biggest threat, and we gotta definitely contend with that.
And everybody's aware of the streak and so much attention. So, and our goal is to get to Hershey next week.
Get your pants!
We've been pretty focused all year long, and they just go out and play their game. And whether we're underdogs or favorites, it really doesn't matter to us. We just go out and play.
We've been there, so we expect, the expectations are high at our school now, so that's what's expected of us, and we're going to try to accomplish that.
They got determination, they got a 61 streak, they got everything going their way. If you're scared, stay in here, get dressed, and wait for us. If you're ready for it, then we need to go out there, and we need to show them. Is that understood?
Yes, sir.
Heard all about Clareton's highly touted senior Tyler Boyd. The Gators' mission to contain Boyd was pretty successful in the early going as they kept the Bears' record-breaking start bottled up throughout the first quarter. The Bears returned the favor using their own stifling defense to contain Port Allegheny's high-powered offense.
Way to work, way to work. Keep getting after it. Gotta tackle.
Two potent offenses were uncharacteristically held scoreless throughout the first quarter. But that all changed in the second, and Clareton began to flex its muscle. No time in responding and quickly answered the Clareton score with one of their own. With the Gators' confidence beginning to build, Clareton marched right down the field on its next drive, culminating with Tyler Boyd showing his versatility on a fourth down play.
I like it, baby. I like it. Hey, Terrence, way to be a player, baby. Good job, Terrence. Hey, that's just being a football player.
Clairton opened the game's final 24 minutes in the same fashion they concluded the first 24, and they began to turn a closely contested game into a customary blowout.
Hey, that's how you get your money, baby. That's excellent, man. I promise you, baby. That's excellent. That's how you get your money.
On top of the scoring barrage, the Bears clamped down on Bodimer, who came into the game as the state all-time passing yardage leader, as he found himself running for cover all night. Clairton's win streak hit 63 games with a 44-12 win over Port Allegheny, and with that victory, the Bears clinched their fifth straight trip to Hershey.
That's what we work for, man. That's what we work for. We number one.
Living legends.
Yeah, we started off a little slow, but this is what we expected. This is the game before Hershey, so, you know, but I got to give them credit, too. They're a good team, but we ended up with the win.
Ever get old going to Hershey?
You know, it's just the best feeling, you know, just going down there, winning games, making history, getting rings, you know, so we just love going down there playing.
Actually, I think this year is kind of bigger because this is my senior year, and it's going to mean more to me that this is going to be the last game playing with my bros. Them guys are like my family, so we want to win it all.
The senior class is special because they've been through this 4 years now in a row. They only lost their very first game. They've won 61 after that first loss. And, or 62 after that first loss now. And they're very respectful. They got good grades in class. They're respectful to their teachers and to the, you know, all the adults and everything, especially the coaches, but this is a good senior class, the best we ever had.
And you can catch Clairton as well as the other Whippeal representatives in our Youth Football and Steelers Country Hershey Special next Saturday morning at 10:30 right here on Root Sports. You'll get a behind-the-scenes look at Clairton, Aliquippa, and North Allegheny, as well as highlights from their games as they all attempt to bring home a state championship. Youth Football and Steelers Country Hershey Special next week at 10:30. Don't miss it. Speaking of behind the scenes, Isaac Redman gave us a tour of his hometown in New Jersey. The Steelers running back had a pretty successful high school team himself, and we're not just talking about football. Our locker room look back is coming up next. Welcome back, everyone. Steelers running back Isaac Redman traveled a tough road to the NFL. He was undrafted out of Bowie State, even though he was the school's all-time leading rusher. But the New Jersey native's humble beginnings make him a perfect fit for the Steel City. And if somehow football didn't seem to work out, Isaac may have very well been good enough to go pro in an entirely different sport. Our Steelers TV cameras traveled with Isaac to Paulsboro, New Jersey for this week's Locker Room Look Back.
I'm going to give you a nice little tour of my high school, show you my stomping grounds, where I used to terrorize the halls. Right now, Paulsboro High School. I think the first place I'm going to go, because it was the last place I used to want to be, is the wrestling room. This is all the team championships that we have, and they put them all up on the wall. As you can see, I mean, you will never find, you. I don't care where you go in the country, you'll never find a wall that looks like this. Right over here, we got kind of the Wall of Fame. Just looking at this brings back a lot of memories, man, a lot of memories. Select few people that wins the state championship. And there goes my name up there, state champion, 2003. One of the things I'm most proud of was off the football field when I wrestled, I won the state title. And, you know, that was kind of, you know, me. Nobody's out there blocking for you. Nobody's out there, you know, handing you off the ball, throwing you the ball. It's just you versus that guy. And, you know, I went out there and was able to win.
Now we're at the trophy case. As you can see, this high school, man, is one of the smallest high schools in New Jersey, but second to none when it comes to sports. I mean, our football team holds the South Jersey record for most games won consecutive with 63. Part of these championship teams here, 2001 South Jersey Group 1, championship game 55-6. Game here, beat Florence 50-0 in the championship game, 12-0.
I knew I was a pretty good player probably when I was like 6 years old, 5, 6 years old. When I first started playing, it just came natural to me. When I got to high school, my sophomore year I started, and I had 23 touchdowns my sophomore year, and 30 touchdowns my junior year, and 37 my senior year. My senior year, I broke the record for most touchdowns in South Jersey.
It's gonna be tough for a guy to accomplish some of the things that Isaac Redman did, but a lot of stuff he did is remarkable. You know, just to see a guy, like I say, have success in high school and then carry it to the college level and then carry it to the NFL and still have success. It's great to see.
He's worked hard. He's worked hard throughout his career. He was a hard worker in high school. He worked hard in the weight room and, had a great career at Bowie State. And we're very, very glad, the Steelers picked him up, took a chance with him, and, the rest is history. He's doing real well.
And when I was playing, I used to have the whole gate area filled up, bleachers, those bleachers, everybody everywhere. I miss my high school days. I honestly say I was able to come to one of the best high schools in New Jersey, far as sports-wise. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've had a great time showing you around, showing you where I came from, showing you my roots, letting you see where it all started for me. And now it's time to go. I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. You're watching Steelers TV. I'm Isaac Red Zone Redman. It's been a pleasure.
Still to come on McDonald's Youth Football in Steelers Country, it was a chance of a lifetime for one Kiski area student during senior night. We'll introduce you to Jesse Hutchinson and explain more about his big night on the football field after the break. Welcome back to McDonald's Youth Football in Steelers Country. Senior night in high school brings a mix of emotions for the players, their parents, and even coaches. At Kiski Area High School, the football team's senior night was not only important to those directly involved, but it also touched the hearts of everyone in the community. Our MVP award this week goes to Jesse Hutchinson, one of the most valued members of the football team and in the tight-knit community of Kiski.
When you ask about Kiski football, you're going to know Jesse Hutchinson. You're going to know his name.
Well known by everyone, it wasn't until the seventh grade that Jesse Hutchinson became involved with the Kiski area football program, something that changed his life forever.
Football is his life. Jesse loves football. Everything since he was little has been football. Whenever he was first diagnosed with autism, they asked us to not have him play the way he was playing because it wasn't socially acceptable. He would just scatter things all over the place and gather them up and scatter and gather. So we came up with this idea that if they were football players, it would look socially acceptable. So we made him a football field that he could lay on the floor and actually scatter things, and he was having two teams come together. So it really started when he was about 2 or 3 years old.
All through his life, Jesse has faced obstacles, and football was no different. Despite that, though, he never missed a practice or game and took part in everything that his teammates did.
Every time we're out there, he's out there with us. From the time we get off school, we're in study table, he's with us. From the time we get off the field, he's with us. He pretty much does anything he's asked. I mean, he's basically dedicated to the game, loves the game.
Our team certainly rallied around Jesse, and just because Jesse wasn't practicing, or just because Jesse wasn't playing, I mean, he had a vital role in our program.
That's why on Kiski's senior night, his head coach had the honor of telling Jesse he would get to dress in a football uniform, pads and all, for the very first time.
One of the coaches brought it up that would be a good idea, or if it could be a possibility that we could dress him, and you know, it was a unanimous decision. We thought it was a fantastic idea, and so I sort of kept it from Jesse and from the team until our pregame meeting around 3 o'clock of that Friday. And after we went over our normal routine, I told everybody we had a special announcement to make, and that I brought Jesse down and I told him that he was going to dress and was going to be a captain for our team that particular night.
I was the captain. So is Josh and Nick. I had pads on, shoulder pads on, and a helmet.
He was just so excited, and it just meant so much to him. I think he'll remember this for the rest of his life. This is probably one of the highest moments in his life.
And over 50 family members and friends were on hand to witness his special night.
When they announced Jesse's name as we were walking across the field, the stands just erupted. Like, we couldn't even hear anything anymore because everyone was chanting his name. It's awesome.
Every parent, every fan, every football player, I'm sure, felt a little special thing in their heart and soul when they saw him walk out there. And there are some people that leave footprints on our heart. And Jesse is certainly one of the men that has left a footprint on my heart, my staff's heart, and the football team.
That's why we honor Jesse as our MVP, who without a doubt taught everyone a very important lesson.
He showed that anyone can do anything if you put your mind to it. Like, he could have sat at home, did whatever he wanted to, but instead he wanted to come out and be on the football field and do what he wanted to do.
What comes to mind is somebody that's a Cavalier through and through. It's somebody that represents not only this football team, but the school district and the community. And so, you know, Jesse has been a pleasure to have each and every day, a very loyal individual, would do anything that we ask them to do, not only, as I said, for the football team, but also for the school district and community.
Well, Jesse's days of football are not over just yet. His dad actually coaches for the Pittsburgh Passion, and Jesse plans to continue helping with the team during their season. He also wants to eventually work for his favorite team, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Coming up next, our youth football game of the week takes us to Hopewell High School, where the best of the best from the Western Pennsylvania Youth Football League got together for its first all-star game. Highlights are coming your way right after the break.
The youth football game of the week is next! Woo!
We want to remind you again about our youth football in Steelers Country Hershey Special coming your way next Saturday morning at 10:30. We'll be giving you an all-access pass with exclusive content, in-game highlights, and post-game reaction you won't see anywhere else. Join us as Clareton, Aliquippa, and North Allegheny all go for a state title. Youth football in Steelers Country Hershey Special, Saturday, December 22nd at 10:30, right here on Root Sports. Well, all season long, we've brought you exciting youth football action from all over the area. Our final youth football game of the year comes from the final game in the first season of the Western Pennsylvania Youth Football League. The Beaver County-based league brought together their best for an all-star exhibition held at Hopewell High School, and it's this week's youth football game of the week.
I think it means the world to them because everything we've done this year, I've told my kids all year long, you're the first. You're the first in everything. You've laid the foundation that this league is going to be built on. And when you look up and down these rosters today, a lot of these kids can say, I got my start in the WPYFL.
They deserve it. They've played very hard all year long. It's been great competition, and we want to recognize the kids that really excelled. I mean, they all excelled, but these kids, they showed something throughout the year. So we want to give them a nice venue that they can be together and learn about each other and have a great time.
I think it's, for these kids, is a great thing for them. I mean, it's just when they can tell their kids this is what happened to them and they were an all-star, it's a great thing.
Thank you.
baby.
Because I was coached by these great coaches, I played my heart out. Feels great.
Man, it feels good. You know, it feels good whenever you can win a game like this with all these special kids out here, as hard as they was going, as much as I was yelling and screaming at them. You know, I feel real good right now. It was a nice turnout in the stands. You know, people was excited. The kids were excited. You know, and I mean, I think next year we just, whatever mistakes we had this year, we get better from and come back next year and work on those things.
Well, that concludes our show for today. We want to thank all of the youth football organizations who hosted us all season long. We'll be sure to do it again next season. And as for next week, be sure you tune in for our Hershey special as we put a bow on the 2012 season of McDonald's Youth Football in Steelers Country. We'll see you then.